Before we start, the shaila for people prepared, just I want to know in Hilchos Eidus, a first cousin is posel Eidus, so you don't have to believe in nothing what he says, he's a first cousin. It's posel Eidus. The shaila, insurance company, today is a big business, insurance. Said also Merch, in those days it was different. You soon see, Maizel Gmor says that in order to have a psak, in order the psak dine has to know two things, it has to be clear. So the Gemara says, "Dinu laboyker mishpot." The Gemara says, "If you know it is so clear, like the sunrise, then you should im bo chadov kaboyker emro im lav al tomro." If you don't know, you're not so clear, not so sure. And another Gemara says, "Im ol achochma achoisiat." The Torah is compared to achoisi, like a sister. Was like a sister, like so clear the sister you're not allowed to marry. The same thing has to be so clear the psak. So the Gemara says the two things. First, you have to know the metzias, the facts. Today, everything changed. Every few years, it changed completely. Shown the time of those somewhere 120 years ago. And the second, you have to know the dinim, the halochas. The halochas that first is boiker, shemesh, and then is achoisi. You have to know the halochas, bor, eish, arba dvorim, all the halochas. So first, insurance, the first time what happened, there was a fool, the Bisse Frank talks about it, the Osomer talks, if someone damages a mazik to a car, let's say a car, a house, he was neglected, his age, his fire, and he says, the mazik is hard to pay. Says the mazik, why should I pay you? You're insured. You're getting the full amount, the full value of your house, of your car, why should I pay you? That's what Osomer talks about it. So on the one hand, the other hand says, what's your business? That's my business, what I did with an insurance company. And even the insurance company is for free, and I got it for free in Matona. It's my Matona. So he brings the Gemara. The Gemara in Kuf Tezayin, interesting. The Gemara talks about two chamoirim. One expensive one, let's say two cars. One expensive car, a Jaguar with a Mitsubishi Mazda. So the person, he knows to take them out. He's a mumche. He's got, he's in it next to, but he can't take both. Or one or the other one. Take out, it's not so expensive, not so how much he gets. Ashur Zabed, it's a mitzvah. But he says, in order to take your chamoiroid, to take your Jaguar, I have to leave mine. I take a risk. So I want you at least to pay me to compensate me the price of my car, my Mazda. Say it? Okay. What happened? A wave came. He managed to get out the expensive car. And then the wave came and he took the cheap car also out of himself. So now he says, how much you make a toast? I agree. How much you get? 100 shekel? How much you forgive? How much would you take it a few thousand shekel? So he said, well, that's my mazle. The Gemara says, Mishmai Kurachmelei. So Mishmai Kurachmelei, it's my mazle, it's my ness, my miracle, my susim, I daven properly. So what's good to know? You have to pay me. I said, I get double. He gets double. He gets once from the Eskim, what he made with this person. And also he gets his own car. He doesn't lose nothing. So the question is, so he does the same thing also. He says, I've got insurance, my insurance. But you have to pay me within mazik. That's what Osmer brings. Lamai said today changed. Today he can't take. If someone is a mazik and he pays the person who's insured, he has to pay the insurance company because the insurance company pays instead of the mazik. That's how the day today is. That's the law, and he can't even be insured. He can't insure more than a value. Only the value. Higher than a value, he can't insure. Why? If not, people will burn down the property and you're getting more than a value. Very simply, only life insurance. Life insurance, you can take a few companies. You can insure again and again because life hasn't got any value. There's no limit. Yeah, how high it is, it's still less than the real value of our life is. So Meile, so today the whole Shaila Osomer is not relevant today. It's not relevant. Why? If someone's got his insured, his car's insured, imagine someone knocked him, smashed his car down, and I'm insured. So the law is you're not allowed to take it. If you want, he wants to pay. So you get paid for you have to pay for the insurance company. The insurance company is instead of the mazik. That's how it is today. So there's no shayla b'chalav. You want to take twice. The osmer brings you. Havali, today you can't take twice. But there was a shayla not long ago. That happened a few years ago, but I only heard the shayla a few ago. That the shayla b'osmer is relevant. Even today. Ma'ez ha'shoyo, kach hoyo. In Nebrak, Yid, his son, married son, bought a flat, a little flat, about 10 years ago in Bnei Brak. He bought a flat in a little flat in Bnei Brak, 700,000 shekel. I took in shekel, I think the rate is about 700,000 shekels in Metzia. But those days was quite a Metzia. It was advertised in the newspaper. And he bought a 700,000 shekel. Went to the lawyer. He spoke to the Moicher. The Moicher called himself Moshe Cohen. Moshe Cohen. Went to the lawyer. They put it on the table, on the registrations. And he took out down payment, 300,000 shekel. Another 400,000 shekel, he took the mortgage. The mortgage, the bank... you confirm the mortgage, yeah, you can see that the lawyer said that it's been a sale here. 400,000 shekel, the bank, and he, 300,000 shekel down payment. After 6 weeks, Nebuchadnezzar got a phone call. No, it doesn't go through the sale. You've been cheated. Why you cheated? It's not Moshe Cohen. What happened? Moshe Cohen was the rabbi, pushed the rabbi. Why? He's not the boss, he's not called Moshe Cohen. The one you talk to, the one who signed all the papers, he's not called Moshe Cohen. Moshe Cohen, the real Moshe Cohen is an old man. And he lives in old age home. And this, Ganov, he sold the flat in Neibach. It was empty. So what did he do? It's very easy today to cheat. He just took down all the details. He knew all the details. His number, the identity card. He knew his birth date. And he knew his, where he lives. All his details. He made a false to that zehut. Just explain how the story is. I don't want to teach anyone here how to do it. But you take the identity card with his picture, and he went and went through, and he himself, the old man didn't know, the Yoshim, they didn't know about those empty flat. He went, he made the sale, he made it quickly, and it's here. He went to the lawyer saw it, yeah, that's the right picture. He doesn't know, the mumche, to know all the, and he went through, and also in the table, in the registration, they went through. After 6 weeks, they heard that the father's flat is on sale, chutzpah. He went straight with the court case and the police, and it went through. He said, yeah, we both proof. My father, our father, can't even sell. He has an apotropos. And he was all the time in an old age home, and the children are brought. Not shaykh, kids in Nebuch. All 7,000 shekel went through. He lost it, Nebuch. Shaykh, what did he do? First thing, he sued the lawyer. The lawyer, you should have known, he said, the lawyer, I'm not on my fault. But the insurance of the lawyer paid back 300,000 shekels. Why? There was something not right. The difference in age between the rabbi and between the boss was 30 years. He's 35. The cheat is 35. And he's 65. He should know the difference. 300,000 shekels got back. 300,000 shekels. 300,000 shekels. Or the bank. The bank, I went to the bank and said, listen, I haven't got any experience. I'm an encouraging man. My wife is a Hosea Leganenet. I haven't got it. He showed, till now, when he took out the mortgage, he showed how high his income was. Now, it went the little possible. So the bank realized, the bank relies on the property, not on the income, and realized the income is very little. There's no property. Everything went through. It went, 150,000 shekel off. So how much loss have I got? 250,000 shekel. 300,000 shekel insurance of the lawyer, plus 150,000 shekel went off of the keren by the bank. So how much is left over? 250,000 shekel. This rabbi was caught with the police. How? Because they had cameras. The cameras by the lawyer, they caught it, they knew his face. And also the father of this young couple knew his face. And went through the police. He was already known, a criminal. The kids said, they caught him. How much did he get? 4 years. In America, with 40 years. Here he got Rachmonim. He got 4 years in jail. His father's a fumiyit, Nebuch. He's such a son. His father wants to pay back. After 4 years, he got out of jail. He wants to put him on his feet. And he wants to pay back all the damages and the gnevis. He doesn't know that the coroner got paid by the insurance company 300,000 shekel. And he sure he doesn't know that he got paid by the bank 150,000 shekel. He thinks that he lost, he's a younger man, a current younger man, he lost 700,000 shekel. But he doesn't know it's only 250,000 shekel he was lost. So the Shaila, he asked now, his father, he asked me if he's allowed to take more than his losses. More than his losses. In any case, all the gromers, he was a lot of agus nefesh, and he had to pay lawyers. I'm not talking, he wants to pay if he's allowed to take more than 250,000 shekel. If he's allowed to take 700,000 shekel, so I told him till 400,000 shekel he's allowed to take. 400,000 shekel. 450 not. 400,000 shekel he's allowed to take from the Ganov. But more not, and less he does not mechuyev nidar, takes kitz, he can get 150,000 shekel profit. Why? The 300,000 shekel of the similar shabbat, you start another shayla, it's the same as the osomeach. And then you see clear, the shilti geborim has got the shayla. Shilti geborim talks, a shoyl. A shoyl is chai b'onsen. A shoyl is chai b'gnei v'aveide. So he took a paw, took a cow, he bought a car, and it was gneved, it was gambled. It's not here, so he's mechuyev to pay to the boss of the mashiv. He's to pay in the price of this poor. Now the yad rachmonos, the mashil, the bala poor had rachmonos on him, and he told him that, you know what, give me half, only half, and it's okay. It's not his fault. He said you chayv onsen, he had rather chayv gnei aveda, but it's not your fault. I give you half of it. After a year, nimtzu aganav, the ganav, and the ganav wants to pay. So he says, you have to pay two things. He is moichel to me. That's moichel. The shoyl comes. And he said, he paid it in the house of the shoyl. He doesn't know who the boss is. So the shoyl says, give me the full price. You pay me. He doesn't have to tell him. He was moichel me. It was my business. That's what Shilti Kibor says. And Shara Mishpat, he brings the Rav of the Gemara of Rabbon and Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah in Bumetzia says, Shoyl poro, Shoyl poro, Shoyl poro, Vishil lacher. Someone has soicher as a poro, Vishil lacher. Someone has soicher the poro, so the soicher is potter nonsense. And he landed Bershus, even Bershus, to someone else, but Shaila is Chayv Onsen, and then Mesu Aporo became Onsen. So Rabbanon says he can get it. So he gets it. The Soicher, the Shoil pays to the Soicher. Rabbi Yossi says, no. In Kein Nimtzu, Oyser, Schoir, Shaporos, Shachavir. Hageponim, he says that the Shara Mishpat Paskin, and the Shil Degborim, that's his money. So the shoes is sore, the shoe couldn't, that's what we're talking about the Maisa. He says it doesn't make any sense. It has to go to the boss. The Mashil, the Bala Pora, he was Moichel only to the Shoy, not to the Ganav, but sure if not. He had Rachmonos on him. So the Mechila is only half. It's only to, but he has to pay to the boss. He, like Rabbi Yossi says, he has to pay it straight away, the Ganav. Here, some of the Shoy is a Pora, and the Ganav, he has to pay back the Pora to who he just gave it to the boss. To the Mashil, he has to pay it. He made the pshor to him. Yeah, I was moichel him, but Rechmonos on you, I'm not moichel. It's the full amount he has to pay him. It's the same thing also. Insurance, you have to pay full. Who to? If he wants to pay back the gnever, he has to pay to the insurance company of the lawyer. The 300,000 shekel is to pay to the insurance. Why? Because the insurance is instead of the mazik, instead of the ganav. The ganav, the insurance is instead of the ganav. He says, I didn't give stam stoker. I didn't give him the 300 shekel of stock. How is it? I only is insured. So, as insurance, I gave him, instead of the ganav, he should lose. If the ganav wants to pay, he should pay me. That's the 300 shekel. But the 150,000 shekel of the bank, that also merits right. Here, you're talking something. Here, it's not an insurance. The bank. Why did the bank pay back? Why did the bank merits 150,000 shekel? Why? Because they realize they made cheshbon economic, there's not much chance. We're going to wait 25 years, the mortgage to pay it back, and he hasn't got any income, and he hasn't got any house to rely on. So give back the money, minus 150,000 shekel, and give me back 250,000 shekel, and finish the story. But there was a mechile. It's not instead of the ganav. They don't know what the story, they don't care what the story was, why did he lose it. They know one thing. We relied on the property. The property is not here. It was cheated. It's Ramoyes. So we can't rely on him that he pays back. So we gave him half the money. We gave him 40% off and he should pay the 60%. But it's not instead. He's not paying. It's not like insurance company. Insurance company pays instead of the mazik, instead of the ganav. So if the ganav wants to pay back, who has to give to? Who to the insurance company? We can insure him instead of the, because he's instead of the nizik. He has the hipukach. He's instead. But the bank that's already, that's not straight, that's not bakifim, that's not direct, it's indirect. The reason was, why did the bank war moichel? Because he was cheated and because someone gambled. Could be, that's true. But the mice, after sure, in the end of the day, why did the bank moichel him? Because he's a pauper. And what happened if he's a pauper and the next day he wins the pools, he wins the Mifla Pais, he wins the lottery? And the bank, there's not a toast. Only happens later. So there's also the same thing that happened later. Here he was poor. B'shas, the meister, the bank was moichel with the purpose. There was no chance to get back the money. But later, he won the lottery. That's the Oyser show. Only then he was a pauper. So the same thing also. After the Ganav paid back, or the father of the Pan is prepared to pay back, very nice. But that's already a Polom Chadosh is Borokan. It's not like insurance. So in any case, how much is he allowed to take? So this couple allowed to take from the Ganav 400 town shekel. 250 town shekel as damages. It's Gneiva, that's for sure. That you're getting. It's more, he can get more than 250 shekel. Also the gromas, the garmis, what he had to pay a lawyer, and he had to pay registration, a lot of things he lost, he's also allowed to take. It's called garmi. But besides that, another 150 town shekel he can get. Which 150 town shekel? From the bank. The bank was moichel me, it's my business. It was moichel me, at achmonot on me, but not moichel you. You still have to pay back. And then, they're now coming back to the shalei osomeach, the zot osomeach, the choyer, says the ganav, who cares? Why do you want of me another 150 town shekel? He didn't lose it. He didn't lose because of me. I got the money, my son got the money, and he lost it. Say, why should I pay you back the money? So he says, because you didn't lose it. You didn't want your money. It was money of the bank. And you took out the mortgage. The bank lost the money. Why should I give you the money? So the boss of me said, no, that's two things. You chayv as ganav. You mazik. Chayv. You obliged to pay me. I didn't lose. That's not my business. Shmaik rachmele. The one shvet rachmona zombi. The manal, the principal of the bank at rachmona zombi. He realized that not a big oisha, I'm not a big oisha. So mainly he was moich mihan tiv town shekel. Just a cheshm economic, but nothing to do. This mishmaik rachmele. He can get it twice. Once he gets it from the ganav, he's mechuyev apidin. Mazik ganav. And second time he gets it, I got it from the insurance. It's not the insurance. But I got it from the bank. It's b'shmaik rachmei. So maybe the shayla of the osomeach is relevant also today. Hope not much too relevant, but not too often. But now we have to mind that. And that's like a shayla then. And I could say, no, the ganav doesn't have to pay back. Why should he pay back? You didn't have any loose. It wasn't your money. You used the bank's money, and the bank doesn't. And the bank is not tovea. The bank they doesn't ask you to back. And no, you want the money from me. Why should I pay you? Shmaik rachmelei. First, you pay what you mazik. You gonna pay back what you owe. I got it back from the Boyin Shalem. The Boyin Shalem rachmonos me. I davened well. You'll daven well. You also get it. But there's two things. You can't. It's not like insurance. Insurance is instead of the ganav, and the bank wasn't instead of the ganav. That the meiser such a story. So, second, the shaila is what you got. You see that change the world. That is the meaning of second hand. La boiker, like the Gaon says, la boiker mishpot, and as the ermol achochma achoy siyat. The first dine has to know the facts, and then he has to know one of the change. What the facts were changed today is the price of second hand clothing. How much costs second hand clothing? Next to nothing. It used to be not. It's all a sugya. Is a sugi in Ksubas definitely dalet. Shomin, the almona, it means in Shomin only passing. That in almona, she got clothes from her husband. Second hand clothes. She got clothes from her husband all her life, 50 years. She was married to him. After she dies, it goes back to the yoshim of the husband. Ay, ay, ay. Why? Shomin goes back, he takes off, he deducts it off the Ksuba. But the Gemara says, how much is worth today? Today they have such a halacha. How much is second hand? What can he do? What can the Yoshim do with it? They changed. So the problem is someone damaged his basic, someone else's suit. How much has to pay? How much is second hand suit? The hat. He trampled on his hat. He mechuyev to pay. I want to pay back your hat. How much is your hat for worth? My hat. I don't know how much you can sell it. 10 shekel, maybe. Purim. Can get even how much worth. So the choyer only has to pay 10 shekel. The emissary says, it's worth it. For whom is it worth? This hat is worth. For me, myself, I'm prepared to pay for this 80%. It's in good condition. 80% of a new one. Why not? Because how do you work it out nowadays? The cheshm is, you take how long a person keeps a hat usually. How long? So usually, today, nowadays, let's say 3 years, 5 years. So if the hat was really 2 years off, first 10% goes off from a new hat. People are prepared to pay 10% higher. They get a new one, brand new. And then for every year, 2 years from the 5 years, so it's about 40% goes off. So 50%, half of the value of a new hat. Why? Because we sell the second-hand clothing. And you're asking, who wants to buy? Who wants to buy this hat? No one wants to buy. Only the owner. The owner, it's a mele, that's even if you don't pass back the receivers, that if something is only one person, you can't sell it. So now already one buyer, one bidder, who's the bidder? The Nizik. The Nizik is prepared to pay 50% of the value of his clothes. The same thing was of glasses. Glasses. How much can you sell glasses? Nothing. Nothing. Who wants glasses? Everyone's got the cylinder and number 4 minus 3. But that's it's individual. It's worth nothing. You can't sell glasses. If someone smashes somebody else's glass, he has to pay. How much has to pay? He has to pay. So the way that's how the business today works out. You take how much glasses, how much usually we have glasses. Let's say 3 years. 3 years or 5 years. So if it's already all 2 years, it goes off 10%, minus another half. In any case, and sometimes even less goes up, more goes up. Because people change every 2 years. In any case, they change the numbers. So maybe it's not, maybe 50% you have to pay, 40%, 30% of the glasses, not more. But even though if he sells it's worth nothing, it is worth for me. That changed today. In olden days, second hand was worth, people kept the clothing 50 years. Even let's say a Kiddush cup. A Kiddush cup of the Chofetz Chaim is a Kiddush cup somewhere in Belgium. And the Kiddush cup of the Chofetz Chaim is worth a lot of money. Much more, let's say, the Kiddush cup of the Pragenevsky. Why? Because the Kiddush cup of the Chofetz Chaim, he made Kiddush 50, 60 years. He didn't have money to buy. No one had 2 Kiddush cups. It was the same Kiddush cup what he got adorned by his bar mitzvah, his bar mitzvah, till he was 93. So the value of the Judaica, or the old Judaica, is much more worth than today. Because today, everyone doesn't make a difference. Kemat always, he uses changes. So that's the same thing with the clothes. Got the hat of the Chofetz Chaim. Got his hat, although he had the hat, the Polish pickup. And that pickup was worth all his life he left. He didn't change. 50 years, 60 years. So maybe, but that's why second hand was worth. Nowadays, second hand is worth to nothing, only to the Nizi. But sometimes there's a difference. There was a child once like this, was a Bochum Yeshiva, and he saw a Bochum Yeshiva, and especially in Mir, they have all Kyle utensils. He has a sieve, an electric sieve. Electric sieve, how much costs electric sieve? It's 300 shekels. So he took it with a sieve, napa, a sieve, sieve. You take flour, a sieve, napo, a sifter. And in English, it's out in American. So, but they do electric. So you take flour, shouldn't have any problems with worms. So he took it with leiber shoes. He saw it, he needed it. He wanted to bake something. He took flour and used mamash as shoy shaloy midas gazni. After came the owner, the Bochus, he said, you know, what did he do here? He used flour. You know, I'm allergic, gluten. So said, what's the problem? I'll clean it to you. I'll wash it. No, I'm so allergic, he's so sensitive, Nebuch, to gluten, that even you wash it with soap, even you use it again with potato, only potato flours I use it. Potato flours or almond flours. If you once use there, for me it's worth nothing. There's nothing I can do with it. What should I do with it? I can't use, I'm sensitive. Even there's a slight smell, something a year ago, received a flower, I can't take it. So maybe watch, how much he has to pay now? He has to pay a lot of money. If he's a shoy shoy midas, if he asks permission, can I use your sifter? So he says, yeah. And afterwards he uses it with real flowers, he's honest, what do you want? You didn't tell me that I should only use the potato flowers. Or almond flowers, you should have told me. How should I know? It's Mesa Machos Melocha. Mesa Machos Melocha. You told me to use it. I used it. Most people use normal flour. So I didn't know that you were allergic. But he's a Ghana. Shoy Shloim Das. Cousin, he didn't ask him. How did he take the Shloim shoes? So say it, I'll pay you back. How much he has to pay here? A lot of money. Why? How much costs a second hand sieve? Nothing. A second hand, nothing. It's worth 10 shekels. A new one, 300 shekel. Here, till now, the only reason you have to pay, the only reason that he says, because I can buy it, but now even the one buyer who's prepared to pay 200 shekel for something that was worth 300 shekel, the only one buyer is out. He's out of the bidding. He doesn't want to bid. Why? Because he says there's a smell of gluten. I'm not prepared to take it. So, mainly, till now, how much was it worth? 200 shekel. How much is now worth? Nothing. next to nothing. What can you do with second hand? Nothing. You can't sell it. No one's going to buy it. But you want to buy it, the owner. The owner, I'm not prepared to buy it because I'm allergic. I don't want to touch it. So maybe how much he has to pay? 200 shekel. Because his decision, because he made it now, if it would be, let's say, used it before second hand, now second hand. But because he can't use it, the only bid what we had till now, so till now was worth a lot of money. Now there's gluten, so what's the difference between gluten? There's a little bit gluten, there's no difference in price. Second hand, there's no difference. If you buy something what's used just for potato flour, or you sell something what's only used for real flour, it doesn't make any difference in price. Both is second hand, both is worth 5 shekels. But till now we had one bidder, one was prepared to pay a lot of money. Who was this? The owner. And the owner, he got out of the bidding. He's not prepared to take it. So the mailer, he has to pay the full price because he's not prepared to pay for it. So the second hand, that's the Chiddush Lemaisa on second hand the damages. There's another thing, that's already, once I spoke about it, and I got even a confirmation for someone, that's the Indian of rent, car rent. Car rent, I don't know what you're out in America, but here in Israel, if you take one of the small companies, you make a scratch, the car has 4 scratches already, you do the 5th scratch, you pay, dearly, 500 shekels can pay for it. What the company is going to do with it? How much is the difference between price, a car of a second-hand car? 5 scratches or 4 scratches? How much is the difference? Nothing. Nothing. So how much he owes him? Nothing. If he wants to pay, that's what the Chasnish says, someone breaks, smashes a window of a house. So it depends. If it's made to mend, he goes to repair it. To repair it, he has to pay the reparation. Even the house, the flat, didn't go down in value. There's no difference in value of the flat. The flat, let's say, costs 2 million shekel, and if it's got one smash, there's absolutely no difference. No difference in value. But it depends. If it's made, if the person, in any case, makes new renovation, or is going to sell his house, I'm potter. Your flat didn't go. Aye, but you got smashed car. You got smashed window. You got smashed window. What can you do? Your value didn't go down. But if he still lives there, and he wants it, it's cold in the winter, he doesn't want any draft, so maybe he has to repair it, so you have to pay the reparation. The Chasnish says, and see this, that the person has to pay back the damages, has to give it back how it was before the mazik, before the nezek. So it depends on what it's oimed, what it's made for. If it's made for to sell, so you have to go, it has to go down in value. If it didn't go down in value, potter. But if it's made to repair, or it's repairable, then you have to repair it. That's the halacha. So car, a second-hand car, I don't think it makes any difference if you go scratch. But it depends. If the company says, we want to mend, we want to repair it, we want to paint it new, then you got the right, if it's made for it. But if they're ready, but the mice, they don't repair it. Sure, often. They don't repair it, they wait till it's 12 scratches, then they go 12 times to 500 shekel, and then they make a new coat of paint, the whole car, because they order sell it. Usually they sell it. After a few years they sell it. So they made some money. That's not right. They're not allowed to pay it, they're not allowed to charge 500 shekel for this, because you're not going to repair it, and your car didn't go down in value. So once I spoke to Brabham, and someone argued with me, so he said, no, but it's worth it, because we can pay, we can sell it, we make the price less. The price of the rent the car is less, because we earn on those people never who made scratches on the car. So he was moider. So I don't understand. He has to suffer, the one who did the damage has to suffer, and he has to pay it, and oh, they should make it for cheap for other people. Doesn't make any sense. So the kids, they said, like the little companies that just all they earn. They earn on a lot of shmazlonim. We make little bends here and then a scratch there, and then they charge for it, and afterwards they don't repair it. But the sign, you make you sign that if there's a damage, you're not allowed to repair it. You bring it to us, and you pay us. And we're going to kill you. We're going to repair it with our garage. Or yeah, or not. But that's what Meister, and I think that's a smachta. It's a smachta, even someone signed. And he said that if there's going to be, he's allowed to repair himself. Why? Because Mekadin, there's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to pay, nothing. If it was the old car, if it's a brand new car, maybe. You have to know if it's a limousine. But I don't know what I'm talking about. But if it's an older car, or even 1 year, 2 years, and it's ready, you can see it's used. So he doesn't have to pay nothing. If it's a scratch, nothing. He doesn't have to pay nothing because the value didn't go down. And then not to repair it. You signed. You made the kinyan. Let's say if you made the kinyan. And you were mischayev that I'm obliged to pay the company even there's no chiva pitor. But I'm obliged to pay them for every damage, even didn't go in value. But that's called as machta, derech knas. Like the same thing, if someone, Gemara says, if someone, he promised, I'll pay you back, I owe you, not alvo, lechov, I owe you, if I don't, you pay you back till the 1st of January, you're getting a knas. I'll pay you extra, another $1,000. Gemara says, as machta, loy kanye, why as machta, even he made a kinyan. Why? Because there's no gemiras das. He thinks, he hopes that person is by nature optimistic. And Bez Hashem, I left time to pay. I didn't dream. Actually, people don't think what's going to happen when it doesn't happen. Someone told me at a family, had a lawyer. He was a lawyer and he makes contracts with big businesses and so. So he always used to say that if the business is going to have money, they wanted the brocher bitraktane. If they're going to be $1 million, then he gets so much and he gets so much. If it's going $2 million, always he asked the question, if it doesn't go, if there's damages, if there's hefset, what happened? They didn't think of it. They think of it. Why? I'll tip to pelle sultan. That's the job of a lawyer, obvious. A lawyer has to make sure, he has to think on all what could be. In any case, so maybe that's because that's smarta, smarta mekanya. I didn't think, I hoped that the payment time. In the end, I was honest, I couldn't pay. So why should I pay no knas? Asmachta lo kanya. There are certain ways he can make them. That's normal asmachta. Same thing also asmachta. He thought, I'm a good driver, I'm an experienced driver. I won't make any damages. Why should I make any damages? I won't do. But no, it happened. I didn't know someone else smashed his car, or him smashed by parking. I didn't think it. So now you want me to pay. Rav Kriger says, what happens if the Shoimer makes it die with someone else. He says, listen, I give you a mashil. I gave you a camera. It was a story where he gave someone else, a bocher, gave to another bocher, a camera, expensive camera, expensive photo camera. He says, listen, but if something happened, you pay me a new one. Don't make any chochmas. I don't care. I don't want any chochmas. You pay me a new one, not an old one. Don't make a new one. I want a brand new one. It was an old one. What happened? Something happened. He dropped it, and it smashed. So he said, how should I pay you? So Rav Kriger says, that Zasmachta. He has to pay him how much the value, the real value was. A second hand, how much cost the second hand? As you said already, a second hand camera, how much cost the second hand? The camera keeps exactly 2 years, because every 2 years it changes. And then 2 years, it was 1 year old, 50%, he has to pay him 50%. He signed me, he made a kinyan, that if something happened, you pay me a new one. There's ways to do it. You can make it based on the choshuv. There's ways to do it. But the normal way, Rav Kriger says, it's not chal, asmachta lo kanya. The same thing also. He signed to the car, rental car, that if there's something happened, I'll pay you according to your mechiron, according to your prices. It's asmachta lo kanya. Because api alocha is potter. Because the value didn't go down. You're not repairing. It's not made to repair. You signed and you're going to pay the expenses like you said, like Zov Kesef. The Rav Kriger says if someone gives someone else to keep Kesef, and he says if you lose it, you pay me gold. You don't pay me. So Rav Kriger says he's potter, only Kesef. But you promised me, I thought, I hope that nothing will happen. You think I wanted to give you gold, why should I give you a present? I hope that nothing will happen. You told me. I told you. I made you like to be sure that don't worry. Nothing will happen. But then something happened. It was my fault. It was oinus. Maybe it's potter. He only has to pay kesef. So the same thing also here. If a camera, he dropped the camera. It's chayim with the mazik. He has to pay him a second hand. How much a second hand? 50% of the value of a new camera. And I made him at night that you're going to pay me a brand new camera that's smart lo kanya, unless he makes it in a proper way, with a long, long, no one's going to do with it. With the best choshev, even then it's not even sure. In any case, so Mele, he disdained also with the cars. The cars, you see, so Mele, So many the car company doesn't ask me what to do. They've got the Visa card and they're taking the money down. That's true. But if he wants, he can repair it by a private garage. Only pays him 100 shekel, and he paints it. He makes a little bit of paint and a little bit of boards of. The kid makes it the way that you can't see it, and I was asmachta lekani. I was mechayev. You signed. Are you going to pay? Asmachta lekani. So mele the same thing was asmachta lekani. Now that it took 2 minutes, now that I showed to the shaila how much a person has to pay the retail or wholesale. Someone, let's say, smashes shemen zayis in Yesh, in one of the big supermarkets. By mistake, doesn't make a difference. Oh, the mood, loilam, smashes a bottle. How much cost the bottle? 20 shekel, let's say. But how much cost the, how costed the, that's the retail price. 20 shekel is retail price. How much cost the moichel, how much the shop? 10 shekel, they buy for 10 shekel. That's wholesale price. And they sell the shemen, the oil, for 20 shekel, that's the retail price. How much do you have to pay? Midimazik. You have to pay the wholesale. Maisa, I can't buy less. And 20 shekels is the price, the retail. But the wholesale is it, say the, how much I have to pay, 20 shekels or 10 shekels? There's a rabbi, that's your day, and here is Tvias Kalim, on the post, can say that he has to pay him only, klal is, the mazik is not allowed, the nizik is not allowed to smile. He gets back his damages, but not more than he got before. If not, because the maaser, the shopkeeper doesn't lose. Why doesn't lose? If let's say, 4 or 5 bottles are smashed, He orders new ones. The same thing, he can get it. The same shaman, he still can get it. If it's something unique, he can't get it. If it's something unique, then that's the price. You can't sell it. You can't buy it for less than 10 shekel. But here, less than 20 shekel. But here, he doesn't lose anything. What's he going to do? All the new ones. So maybe the halacha is that he has to pay only 10 shekel, not 20 shekel. Someone smashes a bottle of oil, how much is to pay him? The price of wholesale, not of retail. Why? Because he didn't lose nothing. He didn't lose nothing on Esrik. Let an Esrik in a pushke. An Esrik in a pushke, before Sukkot, he knocked it down, the whole pushke, and the Esrik, no pitten. How much has to pay him? The answer is he has to pay him nothing. Depends. If he's left over with Schorre, if he's at till after Sukkot, he has 20 to 20 boxes of Esrik left. I don't have to pay him nothing. I didn't cause you any damage. Why? Because you didn't, in any case, you left with Schröder. So, why? I didn't really know. So, you won the Esrik, it's like a word, like a hand checker. Now, you lost it. But, in any case, you didn't sell it. Because you have 20 Schröder. If it's a unique Esrik, an expensive Esrik, it's an open Esrik. Open Esrik could be that he got lost. Why? Because this unique Esrik, maybe there was one coin, and he came in, and he would have chosen this Esrik, but you damaged it, you knocked down the pitten. So mele, I lost 500 shekel from the person. There could be, so then he's mechayev. But I left with 20 Esrogim, open Esrogim, but everyone is individual, everyone is unique. But if it's a closed Esrik doesn't make any difference. A box, in the wood, is cost 100 shekel of each Esrik. And if he's left to 50 Esrogim and goes to the bin, how much he has to pay? Nothing. Part of because he didn't cause any Nezek.